A female graduate student surnamed Chen bought 4 train tickets and traveled more than halfway across China to get home. The journey took her 3 days, starting at the northern city of Tianjin, via Nanning, the capital city of South China's Guangxi region, and stopping at Fangchengang, a port city facing the South China Sea. She said, the traveling is much more comfortable now compared with 5 years ago.
When I was a freshman, tickets from Beijing to Nanning were extremely difficult to get, as there were only 2 pairs of trains running on the route, so we can only get hard seats. But this time, I traveled on a sleeper.
The operator of China's rail network, China Railway Corporation, said it would add 15% more trains during the period in light of the huge migration. But some still complain that buying tickets for the travel peak was difficult. Ren Chongyuan, studying in Beijing, was traveling home to East China's Shandong.
I feel it is a little bit easier to buy tickets this year, but you have to book tickets 2 months ahead of your trip, so still kind of hard to get a ticket.
However, despite long hours traveling and going through trouble to get tickets, millions will still make their way home to spend the holiday with family. Ma Xijie, a migrant worker from southwest China's Sichuan, was traveling back home by train with his son and wife.
I have my parents back in my hometown, and I must go back and have the family reunion. It's great to have the whole family sit down and enjoy a family dinner together. I have been working far from home with my kid for a whole year.
China's authorities estimated this year's travel rush would see some 3 billion trips in total, up 3.6% year-on-year. There would be about 2.5 billion trips by road, 330 million railway journeys, and 55 million trips by air. Su Shenmin from the Passenger Transport Division of Urumqi Railway Bureau in northwest China's Xinjiang explained the reason for the sharp increase in passenger numbers.
There is a travel peak before the Spring Festival, with an influx of migrant workers, students, and people traveling home for family reunions. After the Spring Festival, there will be a peak of migrant workers and students going back to work and to school. The first peak is between January 24th and February 6th, and the second peak is between February 15th and March 3rd.
Chinese people traditionally get together for a reunion dinner with their loved ones on Chinese New Year's Eve and let off fireworks in their streets. This year's Spring Festival falls on February 8th. For CRI, this is Fei Fei.